thank you for inviting me to come to share with you again today.
谢谢你们邀请我今天来，跟你们一起分享。
It's always a joy to be in here with you.
永远跟你们在一起是，在跟你们在一起永远是一个很快乐的事。
I was looking at the last song you sang, and I was looking at the Chinese characters.
你们最后唱那首歌，我看他那个歌词的中文。
One of the characters was a straight line that just went across like this with a dot over it. Is that a word?
有一个词字是有一个横线，上面有一个点，那是一个字吗？词吗？
What does that word mean? What does that mean? Or is it just a dash? Straight line with a dot. Is that just a dash or is it a word?
他就在问。
It's a word.
是一个词。
One.
One.
Oh, it's the number one. I want to learn Chinese, see? But I can only do it with dashes.
Long.
Some of those other characters, it seems like it would take a lifetime to learn. Yeah, this dash right here.
One.
Okay. Now I know how to write one in Chinese.
现在我知道如何用中文写一了。
This morning I want to share with you, I want to answer the question, why did Jesus come?
今早我想跟大家分享耶稣为什么来。
How many of you will be celebrating your first Christmas as a Christian?
有多少，你们中间有多少是作为基督徒第一次庆祝圣诞节呢？
Are there some who, this is the first time you will celebrate Christmas as a Christian?As a believer, are there some? Is that all? The rest of you have been Christians for a long time, over a year. Okay, I thought there would be many more who were more recently had become Christians.
我想应该是最近有不少的。
The scripture we're going to have read is from Matthew chapter 9, verses 10 through 13.
那我们今天要读的是马太福音第九章第十到十三节。
So if you would read that for me, Matthew 9, verses 10 through 13.
Matthew 9:10-13. 耶稣在屋里坐席的时候，有好些税吏和罪人来，与耶稣和他的门徒一同坐席。法利赛人看见，就对耶稣的门徒说：“你们的先生为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃饭呢？”耶稣听见就说：“健康的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。”经上说，我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。这句话的意思，你们且去揣摩。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
The last sentence in that scripture says, Jesus came to seek and to save those who are lost.
这段经文的最后一节说，耶稣来是招罪人，不是招义人。
But I will share with you several other reasons why Jesus came.
那我要跟你们分享一些其他的耶稣要来的原因。
And I will refer to several different scripture verses as we do that.
我们会读到其他的一些圣经的章节。
Unless we understand the purpose of Christ's coming, Christmas doesn't really mean much to us.
如果我们不理解耶稣基督到来的目的，圣诞节对我们就没有太多的意义。
And so we ask that question today, why did Jesus come into the world?
所以我们今天要问这个问题，耶稣为什么来到这个世界？
If you ask the average person out there in the world, they would have many different answers to that question.
如果你问世上的一个普通人的话，他们会有不同的答案。
Some will say that he came to bring love and understanding.
他们有些人会说，他来是为了带来爱和理解。
Some will say he came to teach goodness and kindness.
有些人说他来是为了教导良善。
And these are correct answers, but they are not complete answers.
这些是正确的答案，并不是完整的答案。
And so I want to share several reasons why Jesus came to this world.
所以我想分享一下耶稣基督为什么来到这个世界的一些原因。
First of all, he came to fulfill the law of God.
首先他来是为了完全神的律法。
Matthew 5:17 says this.
马太福音五章十七节这样讲。
Think not that I have come to destroy the law.Or the prophets.
莫想我来是要废掉律法和先知。
I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
You see, we are people of the whole Bible, Old Testament and New Testament.
我们是整本圣经的子民，包括旧约，也包括新约。
The Old Testament was sufficient for the Jews.
在对于犹太人，旧约是完全的。
But it was not complete.
对不起，是充分的，但是并不完全。
We believe the completeness of God's word is both the Old and New Testament.
我们相信，神的话语的完全是在旧约和新约之中。
And God knew that He needed to send His Son to fulfill everything that we learn of in the Old Testament.
那神也相信他差他的爱子来是为了让我们更相信他在旧约中的一些话。
You will find many prophecies in the Old Testament of the coming of the Messiah.
你会看到在旧约中有非常多对将要来的那个弥赛亚，那个救赎主的预言。
Isaiah speaks of it, and the Psalms speak of it, and many places in the Old Testament we find that the Messiah is prophesied.
以赛亚书和诗篇都以及多处这个圣经中旧约的地方都提到了将要来的那个弥赛亚。
And the coming of Jesus Christ was a fulfillment of that law.
那主耶稣基督的到来正是完全那个律法。
Furthermore, Jesus came to do God's will.
更进一步，主耶稣来是为了完成神的旨意。
God had a purpose and a will and a desire for mankind.
神对人类有他的自己的旨意、目的和。
And a part of God's will was to send His Son.
他其中的一个想法就是为了让他自己的孩子，他的独生爱子来到。
Here what John chapter 6 verse 38 says.
约翰福音第六章第
which chapter? John 6 chapter 6 verse 38
约翰福音第六章第三十六节
It says this I guess you're looking it up I'm going to share several verses of scripture so I don't know that you have to look all of them up but if someone's real fast you can look it up Okay, this verse says this For I came down from heaven
这章这样说，只是我对你们说，我们
not to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me.
因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。
God has always had man's redemption in His heart.
神对于人类的救赎一直在他的心里面。
In the Garden of Eden,
在伊甸园里。
And in Noah's day, when Noah built the ark,
在挪亚他造方舟的日子里
in the days of the prophets and the priests and the kings in the Old Testament,
在旧约当中那些先知那些国王以及士师的日子里
God's will has always been to redeem man to Himself.
他永远都是对人的救赎有一个自己的意愿。
You remember, even in the very beginning, when Adam and Eve committed sin.
你记不记得在伊甸园里面，亚当和夏娃他们第一次犯罪的时候？
What did God say after they had committed sin and they were banished from the garden?
那神对他们说了什么？在他们被要把他们驱逐出伊甸园的时候？
He went looking for Adam, and he said, "Adam, where are you?"
他寻找亚当，说对亚当说，你在哪里？
That's because.God had the desire. God's will was that Adam would be redeemed.
因为神的热心是要让亚当得救赎。
He says the same thing to all of us today, my child. Where are you?
他今天也向我们每个人说同样的话。我的孩子们，你们在哪里？
And he says that to every person who is away from God and living in sin in this world.
他向世间当中每一个仍在最终生活的人都这样说。
And God sent His Son because it was His divine will that He do that. It was His purpose.
他这是要把自己的爱子送在世间，这是他的一个目的，是他神圣的旨意。
And closely tied to that is the verse that we read in the scripture this morning, that we read in Matthew chapter.10
那我们与之非常紧密相连的一段经文就是在马太福音第十章读到的。
He came to seek and to save the lost.
他来世间是要寻找失丧的人。
He is the savior of mankind.
他是人类的拯救者。
Just think of that for a few moments.
就仔细想想这一点。
I know we're thinking of a baby born in a manger today.
我想我们可能都会想到一个在马槽里降生的婴孩。
But that was just God wanted to send His Son as a human being for our redemption.
那只是说神想要为了我们的救赎而送来一个小婴孩。
But the real reason that God sent Jesus Christ.Was to seek and to save those of us who are lost.
那神真正差他的爱子来到世间的原因是能够寻找和拯救那些失丧的人。
This matter of seeking is very interesting.
这个寻找这件事情非常有趣。
We understand what that word means, that he's looking for us. He's looking for us.
那么我们理解这个词的意思就是他在寻找我们，他在寻找我们。
We find that there is a lot of seeking that goes on in the scriptures.
那我们理解在经文中有非常多的寻找的话语。
In fact, God is not the only one who seeks after us.
事实上在世界上并不是只有神来找我们。
The Bible says that even Satan is seeking whom he may devour.
圣经中也讲，甚至撒旦都是在寻找并且吞吃。
If you are familiar with that scripture in James, it says the devil goes about seeking whom he may devour.
如果你熟悉的话，在雅各书那章讲那段经文，就是说他在寻找四处可吞吃的人。
So that is something that the enemy of our soul is always doing. He's always seeking those that he can draw away and keep in his grasp and in his grips.
那这就是我们这个敌神敌对的这个撒旦，他一直在做的事情就是寻找，使我们脱离神，使我们远离神，并且一直抓在他的手里。
And we find other instances where there are those who are seeking in the scriptures. For example, the wise men in Matthew chapter 2 verse 8, they were seeking to follow the star.
那我们也注意到，在马太福音第二章第八节，他讲到了那些寻找跟着这个明亮的星来寻找的一些人。
That's one of the reasons we call them wise men, because their hearts were open, seeking the child that was born, understanding that there was something special about that.
那我们正是为什么我们称他们为一些是一些学者或者智者，正是因为或者是博士，西方的博士，正是因为他们要东方博士，他们要来寻找，打开他们的心扉去寻找那个救赎。
In fact, the scripture tells us in Isaiah that all of us must seek after God.
那事实上，在以赛亚书里面跟我们讲， 我们每个人都要寻找神。
So as much as Jesus came to seek and to save the lost,
那不只是主耶稣基督来到世间寻找和拯救失丧的人。
The lost must seek after him.
那失丧的人也要去寻找他。
Isaiah 55 verse 6 says, You shall seek me and find me when you've searched for me with all of your heart.
以赛亚书第55章5节讲，当你全心全意地来寻找我的话，你一定能够寻找得到。
This matter of Christianity is not just an easy, simple, little simple thing that we say, oh yes, okay, I believe.
那这个基督的信仰并不是一个简单的事情，说好的，我相信了。
It is a sincere and earnest seeking with all of our hearts.
它是一个真诚的、持续的一个用我们的全心去寻找的过程。
It is not partially seeking after him.
不是部分的寻找。
The scripture says we should seek for him. We'll find him when we seek with all of our hearts.
那经文上讲，当我们全心去寻找的时候，我们才找得到。
That means with everything that's within us.
那意味着我们身上所有的。
That means everything that's wrong within us, we are seeking for God to make right as we seek after Him. Seeking after Him means that we are willing to repent of our sins.
那我们要全心的寻找他，那这个寻找的意思就是说，我们要向他认罪。
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, But seek ye first.
那在
seek ye first the kingdom of God.
马太福音也讲，就是说要先求他的国和他的义。
That was Matthew 6:33.
马太福音第六章第六六十三节。
Another verse that speaks to us about seeking after God.
那是另外一节跟我们讲要追寻神的一段话语。
And so,God is in the business today of seeking the lost everywhere in this world of ours.
神在积极地做一件事情，就是来寻找所有失丧的人。
I thank God today that the Holy Spirit is still busy in the business of seeking after the souls of men.
我为着这个神和他圣灵都在积极地寻找失丧的人这件事情而献上感谢。
Because God's seeking power is greater than the power of the enemy of our soul.
因为神寻找这个他的寻找我们失丧人的能力远远大于那撒旦他找寻吞噬人的能力。
In fact, God is able to break the power of sin in our lives.
事实上，神有能力打破我们生命中的罪。
And so.Jesus came to seek and to save the lost.
所以主耶稣基督的到来是为了寻找和拯救失丧的人。
Well, let's look at another reason why Jesus came.
让我们看一下另外一个主耶稣为什么要来的原因。
Closely related to that, Jesus came to call sinners to repentance.
与之紧密相连的是，主耶稣基督要那些人去悔改。
This is closely tied with the point that I just made.But I want to look at another verse of scripture.
那这个与我刚才提到的那一点紧密相连。那我想看一下另一段经文。
Matthew chapter 9, verses 12 and 13.
马太福音九章十二十三节。
And here's what that says.
这里是这样讲的。
They who are whole do not need a physician.
就是健康人用不着医生。
But those who are sick.
有病的人才用得着。
Go and learn what this means. I will have mercy and not sacrifice.
经上说，我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。
For I have
意思，你们仔细且去揣摩。
For I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance.
我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
And so, another verse that tells us that God came to seek and to save you and me and everyone.
所以又另外一节经文告诉我们，主耶稣基督来是为了寻找和拯救你和我们每一个人。
Furthermore, Jesus came to be a light to the world. He came to be a light to the world.
并且主耶稣来是为了做世上的光。
Here what John chapter 12 verse 46 says.
这里是约翰福音十二章四十六节讲。
I have come as a light into the world.
我到世上来乃是光。
That whoever believes on me shall not abide in darkness.
叫凡信我的不住在黑暗里。
Darkness is a terrible thing.
黑暗是一个非常可怕的事。
The Bible says that people love darkness rather than light.
圣经讲人宁可喜欢黑暗，不喜欢光明。
In fact, darkness is always connected with things like sin and death and fear and hate.
事实上，黑暗常常与这样的事情联系起来，就是罪恶、死亡和恐惧，以及
The scripture says that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil.
圣经讲人更喜爱黑暗，不喜欢光明，是因为他们的行为都是罪恶的。
I don't know anyone who really enjoys the darkness all the time.
我真不相信有人永远对黑暗都是觉得很喜乐，很愿意。
I guess, except maybe some of those people who live up in the Arctic Circle where it's dark for several months at a time. You know where?
Oh, okay. 除了那些曾经就是一直在北极住的那些人。
But the truth is that normally we prefer the light to the darkness.
那事实上，通常我们都是更喜欢光明。
A writer of our denomination one time wrote an article entitled "Watch for the Morning."
那我们有一个，我们这个宗派的一个作者呢，就是他曾经写，就是说一定要是就是警察。
He said, "Morning is more than just daybreak."
那早晨呢，清晨并不只是一个一天的开始。
It's a promise of a whole new day.
它是一整个新的一天的应许。
It tells us that the night has ended one more time.
它告诉我们，再次告诉我们，这个夜晚结束了。
Morning is a wonderful time. It's a good time for the sick.
早晨是。
Morning is a good time for the sick people.
早晨是一个对生病的人来讲是非常好的时间。
If you feel good, you sort of expect the morning, but a sick person looks forward to the morning more.
如果你是一个身体还健康的人的话，你觉得早晨来挺好的。但是如果你是一个身体有病的人的话，你会非常更加的期待早晨的到来。
Because a new morning gives the promise of maybe hope of feeling better that day.
那清晨带给我们的是一个希望，说整个那一天会感觉更好一点。
Morning is for the sinner.
清晨是为了罪人。
Sin blinds our eyes and we're in darkness.
罪使我们的眼蒙蔽，让我们在生活在黑暗。
But I think of a song that says, "But then comes the morning."
那我想在诗篇中讲那清晨来了。
And that means the morning of forgiveness of sin, having our sins covered by the blood of Christ.
那清晨的到来意味着我们的罪的被赦免，那我们的罪被遮盖。
There's wonderful promise from God when we think of this scripture that says He came to be a light unto the world.
那我们对于这段经文的神的应许有非常奇妙的地方，就是他说应许说我要来是一个世界的光。
Jesus Christ dispels the darkness that's in our soul.
主耶稣基督能够驱除我们灵魂中的黑暗。
He shines the light of God's grace upon our hearts and upon our souls.
他向我们的灵魂，向我们的心里面发出了极大的亮光。
We can have forgiveness for our sins and a cleansing of our hearts.
我们对我们的罪过可以得到赦免，以及我们的心可以得到洁净。
We can walk in the light.
我们可以在光中行。
And the light of God's grace is all sufficient for us.
那神恩典的光明对于我们来说就是充足的。
We walk in the light as He is in the light, and we have fellowship with Him.
那我们在光中行，就等于是他在光中一样，我们和他有一个非常好的连接。
And we have fellowship with one another, the Bible says.
我们也和弟兄姐妹之间有很好的连接。
So if I'm walking in the light of God's grace, I have freedom from sin.
那如果我在神恩典的光中行的话，我就没有罪恶了。
And we can walk in that light all the time, every day of our lives.
我们应该在那种光明之中，每天都这样行。我们一辈子都应该这样。
We can walk with the light of God's grace surrounding us and in us all the time.
我们应该一直的都在神恩典的光中行。
And this is one of the reasons that Jesus came into the world.
那这也是主耶稣基督来到这个世界的原因之一。
Not only to save the sinner, but to help us to walk in the light.
不只是能够拯救罪人，并且能够帮助我们在光明中行走。
Furthermore, he came into the world to be a witness to the truth.
并且他来到世间是为了为真理做见证。
Hear what John 18:37 says.
那这里是约翰福音第十八章三十七节讲。
Pilate said to him, "Are you a king then?"
比拉多就对他说："这样你是王吗？"
Jesus answered him and said, "You say that I'm a king."
耶稣回答说："你说我是王。"
But to this end I was born.
我为此而生。
And for this cause I came into the world.
也为此来到世间。
That I should bear witness to the truth.
特为真理做见证。
So what is truth today, my dear friends?
所以我亲爱的朋友们，真理是什么？今天。
As Christian people, we believe that truth is totally wrapped up in the person of Jesus Christ.
作为基督徒，我们完全的相信真理就在。
There is nothing false about Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣基督里面没有任何的过错。
He has proved himself to be God's Son now for 20 centuries.
那他已经有二十个世纪向世人证明他就是神的爱子。
And he will prove himself true to you and to me every moment of every day of our lives.
他向我们生命中的每一刻都证明了他是真实的。
As much as mankind tries to destroy the scriptures.
那同样也是向人类罪恶的一些努力，就是要去毁掉圣经。
And as much as sinful man wants to do away with Christ and Christianity,
也同样就像是一个罪人总是做一些对基督信仰不好的事。
God's word will always be a witness to the truth, and that's because Jesus came.
那就是因为主耶稣基督的到来，那神的话语总是对真理是做见证的。
His entire life bears witness to the truth of God's word.
主耶稣基督一生的信息都是来证明主耶稣这个神的话语的真实。
And the Bible says, "Let God's word be true, and every man a liar."
那圣经中讲，让神话语成为每一个人生命中的真实。
In other words, we fall so far short of the truth of God's word as fallen man.
那我们作为一个堕落的人的话，就是把神话语的真实性就。
But God's word is the holy standard and the truth that we seek to live by.
那神话语呢，就是那圣洁的标准，正是也是我们应该去生活的一个真实。
And thank God, His word is still alive today.
那神的话语和真理今天依然是有生命力。
And heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will never pass away.
世界都要废去，但是神的话语不会废去。
I'm so thankful to hear that the Christian witness of the truth is spreading so well in China.
那我非常高兴的一件事就是，基督信仰的真理在中国的传播非常的好。
I wish I could say the same for America.
我希望，我真的希望我能够说像美国也说这样类似的话。
I've just heard statistics this week that some new studies about Christianity in America that it's on the decline.
那最新的这个这周的这个 统计显示，那个在美国的这个基督徒的人数在下降。
But God's word worldwide is not on the decline.
但是神的话语在世界范围来讲没有下降。
In fact, there are many, many, many people coming to Jesus Christ, even not only in China, but in the Middle East.
那不仅仅在中国，甚至在中东地区有越来越多的人来归向神。
I've even read of many people in the country of Iran who are turning to Jesus Christ.
那我甚至读到在伊朗有非常多的人都成为了基督徒。
They're even having visions. God miraculously is speaking to people in that country, showing them the Lord Jesus Christ as the true God.
那甚至他们有人在异象中看到向神向他们说话，说让他们指明主耶稣基督那是真实的神。
So God, Jesus came to be a witness to the truth.
所以主耶稣基督来到世间是为了真理做见证。
And further, the scripture says that Jesus came that we may have life, and that more abundantly.
那圣经中又更讲了说，主耶稣基督来是为了让我们得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Isn't it wonderful that we can enjoy life in Jesus Christ, as the scripture says?
那正像经文上所说的，我们能够享受我们的生命，像与基督。因为耶稣基督这么讲的那么丰盛而多么美好的一件事。
In other words, our soul can be at peace with God.
换句话说，我们的灵魂可以与神和好。
And we can have the abundance of life, not just simply a new birth in Christ, but a full life in Christ.
那我们可以享受生命的丰盛，不只是在耶稣基督里面的新的生命，而是在耶稣基督里面丰盛的生命。
Are you enjoying that kind of a life yourself today?
那你们今天是在享受这样的生命吗？
Do you know that He can meet every need of your heart and soul?
你知不知道他可以满足你内心中的每一个需要？
Do we know that there's nothing too difficult for God to take care of in our lives?
你知不知道对主耶稣来讲，对神来讲，在生命中没有什么难成的事。
It is so wonderful to have that promise and to know the joy of a full life in Jesus Christ.
那我们因为有着神这样子的应许，能够享受我们丰盛的生活，是多么美妙的事情。
There's one other point I would make, and that is that Jesus came to suffer and die for us.
那另外一点我想要讲清楚的就是，主耶稣来是为了受苦，并且为我们而死。
There are many scriptures that speak to this, of course. I'm sure we know.
那我相信大家都知道，有非常多的经文都讲这一点。
But he came to suffer and die for us. That means, of course, there would be no crucifixion without the birth, but the birth of Christ and the death of Christ are both so necessary in this, as we see in the scriptures.
那我们可以知道，如果没有主耶稣基督的降生，也就没有这个他在十字架上的这个受的刑罚。那我们知道，十字架的主耶稣的降生和十字架的刑罚都是非常的重要。
We do not just celebrate the birth of Jesus as a baby and with the wonderful joys of the Christmas season.
那我们不只是为了庆祝主耶稣的降生为一个小的婴孩而高兴。
Because he came to suffer and to die for us.
因为他来是为了我们受苦并且死掉。
He suffered tremendously.
他极大的受苦。
Not only the agony of the physical death on the cross,
不只是在十字架上肉体的死的痛苦，
but even the agony of seeing his own people rejecting him,
并且是看到他自己的子民就是弃绝他。
So Jesus suffered more than any of us can ever know or experience suffering.
那主耶稣基督他经历的痛苦是比我们每个人能经历的都要多。
But he came to do that for us.
但他来了就是为我们做这个。
And then, of course, to die on the cross for us.
当然就是在十字架上为我们而死。
Because in doing all that, he's able, of course, to give us eternal life.
那正是因为他这样做，所以能够给我们永生。
Because in coming to die, he also came to rise again.
那因为他不止来了，是为我们而死，并且也是为我们复活。
And we have the wonderful promise of God and the reality and the truth of the resurrection of our Savior.
那我们有神，美妙的应许和这个他的伟大的复活。
So there are so many reasons that we could find in the Scripture for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ at Christmas time.
那我们在圣诞节的季节，我们可以在经典经文上找到很多的主耶稣基督为什么要来的原因。
And may we all know what those reasons are and understand them in our own hearts that he came to seek and to save the lost.
那我真的是希望我们都能够理解，并且在我们心里面明白他来是为了寻找和拯救世上的人。
And bring us life in this world as well as eternal life.
那带给我们在这个世上的生命，并且永生的生命。
God bless you all today.
啊，神祝福你们，谢谢。
感谢牧师的分享。